Let's bring in our guest, who is Louise Tilden from The Garden Room. Did I get your surname right there?
Yes, you did.
I did.
Well,
brilliant.
Done.
That's a good start, isn't it? You're from The Garden Rooms.
I am.
What are The Garden Rooms?
So The Garden Room is a very
Sounds like a little cafe.
Well, do you know, the story behind it is that we bought a lovely property on South Road back in 2012, which had a wonderful little building with lots of potential at the end of the garden. And I'm a beauty and massage therapist and working from home. And we were going to convert the lodge, what is now the lodge, because we also do self-catering accommodation at the end of the garden. We were going to convert it into a bit of a salon.
It's busy in your house, isn't it?
I know. Very busy. Well, we used to do B&B from the house as well, but those days
stopped.
It's
a good little money earner, that is, mind.
Well, you say that.
I see
that.
The cogs turning in Darren's head.
No, we've done when I grew up in the Lake District and parents had a B&B and a hotel, and you can do a lot of money. You can do a lot of stuff with that.
Absolutely. So the building down the end of the garden was going to be the garden room, but, you know, we ended up working from the house instead, but the name had got out there by then and it seemed ridiculous to change it. So The Garden Room is a home-based beauty massage therapy experience on South Road.
Wonderful. And what kind of therapies do you do?
Everything that you would expect to get from a salon or spa. So massage, waxing, facials, Casey Synergy treatments, which is a Jennifer Aniston non-surgical facial toning treatment with the LED. We do manicures, pedicures, gels.
I'll put my hands underneath the table at this point.
Oh, don't
tomorrow.
Look at mine.
They're due tomorrow.
Let's have a look.
Your fingernails. No, don't.
Oh, you got that horrible green colour thing going on.
Shush.
My nails are vile. Look at my nails, look.
Oh, Darren. Do you have working bands?
I think he's a bit of a nibbler.
No, because I don't work. Do I? I'm a bit of a nibbler, like you say.
Are your hands soft where you don't do anything?
I am. On this side, I use Camé. On this side, I use a really rough soap. That's an old advert from like 1980s. Yeah, do you remember the Camé adverts?
Yes, certainly do.
So what is big in therapies at the moment then?
Oh, well, the beauty industry is just perfect for fads. I mean, you know, we talked earlier about the old revolting fish pedicure treatment. Mm-hmm. At the moment, the big
buzzword...
That's
where the little... You put your foot in a bucket,
don't you? Absolutely. Well, those
days
are gone.
And the Prada's come along.
Those days are gone, thank goodness. But at the moment, it's... eyebrows have been big business for, I would say, the last 5 years in particular, and lashes always are. But at the moment, there's a new treatment called brow lamination, which essentially sets your eyebrows into position. Now, it's not something...
I can't stop looking at your eyebrows while you're telling me now.
Well, it's not something that we're looking
eyebrow
to introduce.
Eyebrow lamination?
It's called brow lamination. So we're going up to the beauty show at XL in London. They hold it annually, and it's brilliant to go and get inspiration about what's hot and what's not in the industry, and you see the good, bad and the damn right ugly at this show, and we love it. But so we're going up at the end of March
it
to
just
have
got
a look. So
of
we might be inspired
through a laminating machine.
Well, I just think they're going to have a really surprised look all the time, because, you know, their eyebrows are literally standing
be
on
stuck.
End yeah stuck mm. into position for about 6 to 8 weeks. So we do always look at the trends. We need to look at the trends because the beauty industry is a very fast moving industry. It's also incredibly competitive. There are loads of people in Taunton doing very similar things to what we're doing.
So how do you stand out amongst the rest? What makes you different to somebody else?
I think because we're a home based experience, it's really relaxing, and we have our two rescue dogs, Lola and Dottie, who've both come from St Giles's in Rantage. We love St Giles, they do amazing work there. And
I love so the way in your little press release you mention a tiny little throwaway thing about you and the family and the kids, and there's the whole piece about the dogs.
I love the dogs. I know. Sorry, Harriet's my daughter. I adore my daughter and my two lovely stepsons, Ajay and Rajiv, as well. But my dogs are, they're just wonderful. The love you get from them and the fact that they're rescues, and there are so many, you know, the amount of dogs that they're getting in there at the moment that are unwanted Christmas presents, and you cannot even begin to imagine it. So you get a really lovely warm welcome from Lola and Dottie. Dottie's a typical terrier, so she will woof at you, but it's her way of saying hello. They're lovely dogs.
And next Tuesday the 18th, you're having a bit of a do, a bit of a...
We are.
Come and try, a bit of a bit
Absolutely.
Of everything.
Absolutely. It's a brilliant opportunity for people who are perhaps a bit curious about what we do, that aren't ready to come and book an appointment and commit to that, to come and meet us, meet all the therapists. We've got a team of amazing therapists.
Do you want to name some of them? Because I'll be expecting you to mention a few names.
I can name all of them. They're fabulous. Louise Dunsford, she's been a therapist for a really long time, and that's not suggesting that she's old, because she's...
Pass
me a shovel and I'll dig a deeper hole. No, Louise has been a therapist for a really long time. We're great friends, and she's worked with me now for nearly 4 years. And then we employed Sophie. Sophie was a newly qualified therapist 3 years ago. She's an incredible therapist. She's got an very good repertoire of different treatments. So she's a complementary therapist, amazing beauty therapist. She does threading and all our specialist waxing.
A complementary therapist.
Yeah,
what's
so that's aromatherapy, reflexology, and massage.
Reflexology. I had reflexology once, right? Mm. That is the most amazing ology I've ever had in my life.
Absolutely.
My God.
Yeah.
It was a bit weird. It was a really weird sense of weird thing, because it was a really odd looking old man that did it for me. And I was expecting to rock up and be like a nurse there. Yeah. I'm not being a typical sexist bloke or anything.
No, you are.
But I'm not quite so sure about an old man playing
Reiki
my feet.
Reiki is the weirdest thing I've ever had.
Is that
we do
massage,
Reiki. Yeah, no, we offer Reiki.
Reiki is where somebody puts
their hands...
Oh,
it's hot bricks, isn't it?
No. Somebody puts their hands above your body. It's non-contact. They do not touch you at all.
Really? And that works?
It's energy. It's about transferring energy. Yeah. It's fabulous. So, Sophie does that. And then Debbie is not only our fantastic assistant, so she helps me with a lot of the admin tasks, but she's also currently doing her Reiki Masters training, so she really, really knows her stuff.
Yeah, and additionally, my neighbor's a Reiki Master.
Yeah.
Reiki Master.
I know. It's good. It's really good. And then we've got Jemima and Emmy as well. So
that's busy. Sounds like a lot of fun down at your place.
It is. Yeah, it's never a dull moment.
No, I bet there isn't. So what's the plan tomorrow, next Tuesday then? I keep saying
next
tomorrow.
Tuesday.
Why do I keep saying tomorrow?
So this is the Garden Room Big Reveal.
The Garden Room Big Reveal, yes.
We've been working on a little project for a while, and we're really, really proud of it. And aside from next Tuesday being the big reveal, so this is when we're going to show this to people for the very first time, and you have to be there to see it for the first time, obviously. But we're lucky enough that we've got two of our incredible suppliers coming and exhibiting for us as well. So we're on Bridge Street in Taunton from 7 in the evening till 9. We've got Ashmika, who are our waxing supplier, based in Wellington in Taunton. Mm-hmm. They're an incredible company. They're really innovative with the waxes, so we can deliver as pain-free an experience as possible. All the before and after care products are, you know, as we like. They've got no nasties in.
How can waxing be pain-free when they're literally just ripping hair out of you?
Do you know, it's a funny thing. It's a sensation.
No, it's not funny.
If it's done really badly, I ended up with a black eye once.
Well, hang on a minute. You go to get yourself waxed, right? And I've got these images, and you've got a black eye. Did you end up in a fight or something?
Well, no. They've done it really wrong. I don't think the wax was hot enough.
Your eyebrows.
You're referring to
your
eyebrows.
Well, I wasn't having down there wax, and just ended up with a black eye. Ended up
querying
in a fight. Don't hurt me. Bang. No, when you have your eyebrows waxed, I did end up with a black eye.
Yeah. I mean, there are a few occupational hazards with waxing, I'm not going to lie, and I think any honest therapist will have a few stories to tell about times where things haven't gone 100%.
No, I'll bet.
According to plan.
Go on then, give us one of those.
Well, you can't, can you? It ruin our business.
Not really.
You only talk about the nice stuff, Darren.
All right, okay.
No, not at all. I mean, we've all had things, and sometimes the skin will graze, and it's awful. But I mean, we try and eliminate that. We always test the temperature of the wax before we apply it to the client. We use all the, you know, before and aftercare products. Sometimes clients don't disclose if they're using Retin-A on their skin, or if they're taking any steroid-based treatments, and it really compromises the skin. And if clients are doing those kinds of things on the daily, and they don't understand that can have a detrimental effect on having a waxing treatment. So often it's not, I'm not saying it's not always the therapist's fault, because sometimes things do go wrong, but often it might be something going on with the client that they've not disclosed. So they wouldn't normally be suitable for waxing if they were taking Roaccutane, for example, to treat an acne skin condition, or if they're taking any steroid-based treatments, or Retin-A, which is a fairly harsh exfoliant treatment for the face. And it's actually now in a lot of topical skincare products that you can just buy over the counter, and a lot of people wouldn't even know it was in there, to be honest.
And if you want to know more about this, you can find out more next Tuesday at Company from 7 o'clock. You can park up in Wood Street and walk across the road, and you will be there for the big reveal with your team, and any questions that need to be asked, you can answer them.
So everyone gets a free glass fizz on arrival. There's nibbles throughout the event.
So why aren't you doing it at your...
Because there's no room at the inn.
Oh, is there not?
No. I mean, I'm really proud to say that the business has grown to such a degree that there's just not the capacity to host this sort of event at home. And also, we've got Eminence Organic, who are our skincare supplier. They're coming down to exhibit as well, so everyone can try the products and have a look. And we're also showing our KC Synergy system, so the jowl lift and the party pout, which is a little lip pouting
treatment. There you go, Paula.
It's great fun. It's great fun.
To see you with it. Yeah. Right, we're going to have to stop it there. We're running out of time.
Thanks so much,
Louise,
for having me.
No, not a problem. Thank you very much for sharing all that with us. And I hope it all goes well on Tuesday night.
Thank you very much.
My guest is Louise from the Garden Rooms in Taunton.